A $7 billion project, a pipeline that would have stretched from Canada to the Gulf of Texas. Is it delayed or dead? This pipe is leaking politics, not fuel. It's Thursday, January 19th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
The pipeline possibly to nowhere. Good morning, Celeste.
Absolutely. The Obama administration has not given approval for that Keystone pipeline. The GOP says that's a job-killing decision. The president says, what's the rush? We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But many of you are still talking about the SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Hey, this is Jacob Delman from Stillwater, Oklahoma. The problem about SOPA is that it makes sites responsible for user content. There are people that have to do that. It is impossible to do all that work, even for Google.
That's one point that many people don't understand. You can give us your thoughts about SOPA. Did you notice the protest? Did it affect you? 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's check in on our headlines.
Their very name is inseparable from the history of photography. Eastman Kodak Corporation has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this morning as it seeks to boost a cash position and stay in business. The move, which was expected, comes as the ailing company failed to find a buyer for its portfolio of digital imaging patents.
President Obama has formally recommended the rejection of a controversial crude oil pipeline. As we said earlier, the State Department denied a permit for the 1,600-mile Keystone XL pipeline, saying it had insufficient time to review the plans. Keystone had been approved by Canada and is supported by Republicans in the U.S. who say it would create much-needed jobs and improve prospects for U.S. energy independence. The Republican Speaker of the House, John Boehner, criticized the Obama administration for failing to give the green light to this project that he believes would give opportunities to Americans.
President Obama is destroying tens of thousands of American jobs and shipping American energy security to the Chinese. There's no other way to put it.
The power of the Internet has moved Congress. Several Republicans have dropped their support for a controversial bill known as the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were flooded with calls throughout Wednesday morning in response to that online blackout by technology companies, including Wikipedia, Reddit, and thousands of other small sites. A spokeswoman for Google confirmed that 4.5 million people added their names to the company's anti-SOPA petition on Wednesday. Reports from Italy suggest the captain of the cruise liner that ran aground off a Tuscan island has admitted making a navigational error and failing to turn the ship in time. 11 people are known to have died. More than 20 passengers are missing. Captain Francesco Schettino is accused of manslaughter and abandoning his ship, which he denies.
Tonight, Republican candidates meet in Charleston, South Carolina, to debate one last time before the January 21st primary. Meanwhile, President Obama opens his reelection bid, facing significant obstacles among independent voters. That's according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll, which is out today. That critical piece of the electorate cemented his victory 4 years ago, and it could deny him a second term.
The United Nations World Health Organization has a new report out about abortions around the world. The BBC spoke to the author of the report, Gilda Sedge.
We compared abortion rates in regions where most abortion laws are restrictive to the rates where most abortion laws are liberal. And we found that, in fact, there are fewer abortions where the laws are liberal.
An alarming figure from the World Health Organization report suggests that nearly half of all abortions performed around the world are unsafe. Looking at the markets now, Asian and European indices are mixed this morning. The Dow starts at 12,509 with futures pointing flat to a positive. The S&P begins at 1308 and the NASDAQ opens at 2425.
Later on this hour, we're going to be talking about the culture wars in education. We've talked about this earlier this week as well. Who decides what teachers can teach and can't in the classroom? We want to get you involved in this conversation. What do you think should be kept out of the classroom? And can you remember a time when a teacher you had said something that seemed a little off or inappropriate? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. That's coming up later. First, though, the controversy around the Keystone pipeline. The Obama administration wants to actually delay that decision. They've said no for now, but an approval could come after the presidential election. We're going to speak with an economist who says the pipeline creates jobs and a landowner who says it'll take away his livelihood.
A At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.